Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A man is injured after a shooting this morning in a Southeast Raleigh neighborhood. Coming up, I'll explain what we're learning now from investigators.
Chaos at a park in Fayetteville. What we've learned about a shooting that ended up with a car in a pool and one person in the hospital.
And we're quiet right now, but we could see a few light showers pushing in, especially this afternoon and evening. We'll walk through the timing and show you when it moves out coming up.
And today, the historic arraignment of former President Donald Trump. What are you going to expect this afternoon as he faces charges connected to what prosecutors say was a plot to overturn the 2020 presidential election results? Glad you're with us here throughout the morning on our Thursday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Glad that it's Friday Eve and loving the temperatures out there, feeling very refreshing. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look at the chances for some rain and showers today.
Yeah, it feels comfortable, like you said, but we do have that chance as opposed to yesterday where it was just comfortable and dry. Today we have light showers that are pushing across the western parts of our state. Some of this could push in as we head mainly on later this afternoon and into the evening. A lot of this, though, is still west of us, maybe a light sprinkle there around Goldsboro right now. We go through the day. Future cast continues to show, especially from the triangle to the north. There's lunchtime, and it gets a little bit more numerous here. There's 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon. But you notice it's few and far between. Not everyone is necessarily seeing that. Those chances do drop off as you head toward Fayetteville, our southern areas. But we'll call it just scattered showers possible for us today. No thunderstorms expected, no severe weather, things like that. We head to about 2 o'clock early tomorrow morning. We still stick with those chances of some rain. And again, during the day tomorrow, it's going to be very similar to today, where I can't say it's completely dry here, but not a total washout either. 71 here in Raleigh, 71 in Durham. Good morning to in Roxborough at 68. We're at 67 in Clinton, feeling very comfortable. No issues for us today as far as temperatures are concerned. 82 there in Raleigh, 85 in Goldsboro. We'll talk about when the heat, though, returns, Brian, in just a few minutes.
All right, Anthony, 802 right now. Over on the northeast side of Raleigh, we have a crash on Forestville Road at Landover Lane. That is just north of the Buffalo Road intersection. We are seeing some delay showing up on the sensors through there, but it looks like they're making some progress getting that one cleared up. Also, a report of a crash on Wendell Boulevard right around the Eagle Rock Road intersection, not too far from the 64 business interchange there between Wendell and Knightdale. Tracking some of the usual delays on 40 westbound and south Raleigh this morning, about a 6-minute delay from 440 out to U.S. 1. Almost all of that is between Lake Wheeler Road and U.S. 1. And once you get through that U.S. 1 interchange, it clears up quickly as you head toward Chapel Hill Road on the west side of Raleigh. Also on 440 westbound, seeing some of the usual backups right around the Newbern Avenue and Capitol Boulevard areas, about a 6-minute delay overall as you head out toward Wade Avenue. Tracking backups on 885 in Durham as well, especially on that southbound side, right around the 147 merge heading down toward Ellis Road, about a 3-minute delay. And on the northbound side of 885, right around TW Alexander Drive, some brake tapping, adding about 2 minutes to your commute.
Breaking news. A man is in the hospital after shooting around 2 this morning in a Raleigh neighborhood. This happened on Quarry Ridge Lane in the southeastern part of the city. Police were there at the home investigating for about 4 hours. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey was also there while police searched the scene. She's now at police headquarters. Kelsey, tell us what you've learned.
Police say a man was shot at a home in that neighborhood on Quarry Ridge Lane just before 2 o'clock this morning. And we've got video to show you now of police going in and out of that home where that shooting happened. Detectives were on the scene interviewing people who live nearby. We're still working to find out whether the shooting happened inside or outside of the house. But I spoke with the shooting victim's aunt while I was at the scene. She says the house where this happened was the victim's mother's home. She says his mom and some small children were at the house when the shooting happened, but they are safe this morning. Still no word yet on a suspect. This is still an ongoing investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A historic day in Washington, D.C., where former President Donald Trump will be arraigned on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is due to appear in court at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He has the option to attend virtually. His lead attorney says that decision on whether he'll be there in person or not has not been made yet. If he does go in person, it's likely he will enter through a side entrance or underground, somewhere away from the crowds. Trump is expected to enter a not guilty plea on all four charges he's facing. Federal and local law enforcement are working to secure the U.S. District Courthouse in D.C. ahead of Trump's appearance. And law enforcement has been looking closely at online platforms for any possible threats.
Find out what's going on social media. What are they hearing in the street? Are they going to have protesters show up? All these kinds of things. They'll be checking with like bus companies to see whether or not buses have been rented to come into D.C., hotel reservations.
So far, authorities say there is nothing to indicate any active threat of violence. The four charges Trump is facing in the January 6th investigation are his third indictment now in recent months. In June, he was indicted in Florida on 37 charges related to his handling of classified documents. Then in March, 34 charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. He's also facing possible indictment in Georgia related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. We'll be following all this historic arraignment today throughout the day, and WRL-TV will carry that live. You can get updates online as well at WRL.com or on our app.
Police are investigating a shooting that ended with a car in a community pool in Fayetteville. This happened in the Seabrook Park area near Slater Avenue last night. Witnesses tell WRL this happened during a balloon release for a man who was shot to death. Participants then heard gunfire from the outdoor basketball courts. A man was found with a gunshot wound and was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The investigation is ongoing.
Breaking news here in the WRL Live Center. A stabbing follow after a car runs onto the sidewalk in South Korea. This is a picture from the crime scene here. 13 people now injured as a result of this car that rammed the sidewalk, hit several people, and then the person driving that car got out of it and started stabbing people there on the sidewalk. This all happened near a subway station in parts of South Korea. We're working to learn more information as this breaking news develops here in the WRL Live Center. Back to you.
Brett, thank you. New this morning, the steady upward climb we're seeing in gas prices is taking another jump. The average price for a gallon of regular nationwide is now $3.82. That is up 2 cents from yesterday. In North Carolina, the average price jumped 3 cents to $3.61. The average in Raleigh is also up 3 cents to $3.63.
New developments are being revealed this morning in the disappearance of Alicia Watts from Moore County. There's new documents showing her boyfriend had a domestic violence protective order taken out against him 2 months ago by a woman in Durham County. Police and family members say James Dunmore was well into his year-long relationship with Watts by that time. The woman in that case claimed Dunmore repeatedly punched and choked her. Dunmore has previous convictions in the state of Virginia for assault, battery, and kidnapping dating back to the early 2000s. He's considered a person of interest in the Watts disappearance. And we're learning more about a shooting that left a man dead at a home in Fuquay Varina. Court documents reveal the suspect and victim knew each other. This was the scene on Fieldcrest Lane. Investigators say 63-year-old Jeffrey Hoffman shot and killed Robert Barton Wednesday morning. Hoffman is charged with murder. According to first responders' radio traffic, this was a situation involving a tenant and a landlord. In June, Hoffman and Barton were in court. Documents show Barton was accused of failing to pay $500 rent. That case was dismissed.
A woman who was kidnapped and locked in a cinder block cell in Oregon escapes, leading investigators to her captor.
Her will to survive triggered a law enforcement response that may have actually saved many other women from a similar nightmare.
Coming up, why the FBI thinks the suspect may have done this to women in other states. Plus,
I'm so new to this industry, and for this to be my first experience is really crazy.
Lizzo has responded within the last hour to allegations of sexual harassment and weight shaming. Brett Neese will have her statement coming up in the WRL Live Center.
As we check out the forecast for today, looking pretty comfortable still with high temperatures below normal. Most of us in the 80s. We'll talk about when the heat and humidity return, plus a look at rain chances for today coming up.
Hey, 12 is the time right now on your Thursday morning. Welcome back. And this is a live look in Fayetteville this morning as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. There's a line coming our way with some rain attached to it. Just cloudy right now. But Anthony, I like that view down at the coast.
Yeah, I wanted to get us some, you know, relaxation, first of all, some nice weather to start off the forecast. And then we have to talk about some rain. And I'll mention that here in just a second. It is beautiful out there, though, this morning in our Carolina Beach camera. You can see the waves chopping around just a little bit. We do have some cloud cover to deal with out there right now. On the whole, though, it's relatively quiet. We have comfortable temperatures at 71 there in Raleigh and Durham, 65 in Goldsboro. Goldsboro, by the way, here earlier this morning, 50s, upper 50s. So it's just definitely that kind of refreshing air for this time of year. 71 in Clinton, we're at 69 in Fayetteville. Good morning to you. Here's where we sit currently. So we do have some rain back to our west. You see a little bit of that green showing up here around Fayetteville, Goldsboro. What this is right there is the radar in a pretty sensitive mode, picking up, let's say, dust, dirt, any particles that are in the atmosphere, where it almost looks a little bit more like rainfall back to the west. That would be all rainfall, but this has kind of a different look to it. And a lot of times we see that here when the radar is in that mode where we can pick out those fine particles in the atmosphere. So we're pretty quiet right now, but we go forward in time. Some of that rainfall could scoot here into our viewing area, especially into this afternoon and into the evening hours. We're not expecting severe weather. It's just going to be some inconvenient rainfall that pushes on through. There's 11 o'clock into tonight, even into early tomorrow morning. We could be talking some of those showers. There's 2 a.m. even out the door early tomorrow morning by about 8 o'clock or so. Not widespread rain, but it's just enough where I would have the umbrella handy. Let's say you have lunch outside or something. I think beyond that time frame, you may get a little bit wet just depending on your location today. 82 in Raleigh, the afternoon high. 85 in Goldsboro. We're in the mid-80s down to the south. Upper 70s, low 80s to the north. So it's going to feel pretty comfortable. Humidity is not going to be a big factor for us today. The weekend, though, things start to heat back up. We're near 90 both Saturday and Sunday. Humidity also starts to go up. There's our muggy meter. So today it's looking pretty good. We see that climb tomorrow, and then it's in that tropical category here through the weekend into early next week. So if you can head outside before any rainfall today, maybe go for a walk or something. It's looking like a good day to do so. Otherwise, we're at 82 this afternoon. 79 tomorrow, well below our normal of 90 with a few showers possible. 89 on Saturday, 92 on Sunday, heating back up into next week. And again, that chance is there for a few light showers, Brian, Saturday afternoon.
Anthony here at 8:15. We are watching some delays this morning. Still have this crash on Forestville Road at Landover Lane, although I think that this is largely cleared by this point, just north of the Buffalo Road intersection there, not too far from the 540 Buffalo Road interchange. And elsewhere around Wake County, I just checked with Raleigh 911, not really seeing any big problems showing up right now. I want to take you out to I-40 at Trailwood. There's the Trailwood Bridge. This is near Gorman Street over on the right shoulder of 40 westbound. Looks like we have a disabled vehicle out there. Not seeing any big activity with that. But we are tracking sort of the usual backups on 40 westbound through the south side of Raleigh. From 440 to US 1 right now, measuring a 6-minute delay. And as we take a look at the map, almost all of that is confined to the area between Lake Wheeler Road out toward Gorman Street. By the time you get to US 1, it looks like traffic's flowing pretty well. Elsewhere around Wake County, still looking good for the most part. A little bit of slowdown with some slow traffic on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass interchange. Then it clears up nicely heading into Garner. And it also looks like 885 is clearing up well in the east part of Durham.
Brian, thanks. A disturbing story out of Oregon this morning. The FBI says a man kidnapped a woman and kept her in a cinder block cell in his basement before she was able to escape. Authorities say 29-year-old Negasi Zuberi posed as an undercover cop and kidnapped a woman in Seattle. He then drove her hundreds of miles to his home in Oregon and kept her shackled up in a cinder block cell. Police found notes in the house on how to successfully kidnap and imprison without leaving a trail. The woman was able to escape several hours later. She was found with cuts on her hands after breaking a screen door to escape.
Because of her ability and her survival mindset, this was a screen door. She punched it several times to break the welds, ripped the screen down, and she crawled through a small space to get out of that place because she knew something bad was going to happen to her.
Zuberi is now in a federal lockup after a 45-minute standoff. His wife and at least one of his children along with him were unharmed. Authorities are also looking for other victims after linking him to violent sexual assaults in at least four other states.
Today marks 4 years since the mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart that killed 23 people and injured 20 others. August 3rd, 2019 was the day 21-year-old Patrick Crucius walked into a Walmart and opened fire in a racially motivated attack. He pleaded guilty to federal charges last month and was sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences. He's still facing charges and could face the death penalty under state prosecution. The El Paso community will gather today to mark that 4 years with a number of events.
A new state law will make it harder for violent offenders to bond out of jail before their trial. The law goes into effect October 1st. It will require them to meet a two-day holding period before bonding out, and final decisions for release will go before a judge. Some say this will slow down the wheels of justice and clog up local jails. Others argue that it will keep more repeat offenders in jail and off the streets.
This morning, frustration is growing in Mount Olive over loads of trash piling up at homes. Some people say they haven't gotten their trash picked up by the town since last week. The town took control of trash collection last July, claiming it would help save money and better serve the people. Only one small trash truck, though, serves nearly 2,500 residents.
We are going to look and see if a bigger truck is what we need, or if we need to go back with a private vendor, or just what is going to help the town out better.
Town manager says the truck will be back by today. Last week, that vehicle got pulled for service and there was a shipment delay on needed parts. Town plans to meet next month to look into solutions.
Emergency crews are trying to get what's being called the Bedrock Fire in Oregon under control. As of this morning, only 5% of the fire has been contained, and more than 11,000 acres have burned. This is happening about 25 miles south of Eugene, Oregon.
The dancers who are suing Lizzo over allegations of harassment and discrimination are sharing more of their story. Three former backup dancers for the pop singer accuse her of maintaining a hostile work environment. The accusations have shocked Lizzo's fans, as the singer is known for uplifting messages and being an advocate for body positivity. The dancers say they endured weight shaming and sexual harassment, among other issues.
So if there's anything that I can do in my power to ensure that dancers or singers or whoever decides to work with her don't have to go through that same experience, I'm going to do that.
Nobody speaks up because they're so scared for their jobs. I was terrified for my job.
Lizzo just released a statement out of all this, and we're going to go to the Life Center right now. Brett Neese with that statement.
Yeah, Jeffy, she put that statement out on Instagram here early this morning. Just within the last 30 minutes or so, she calls this lawsuit false, calling the past few days gut-wrenchingly difficult as a result of this. I'm going to take you to the response itself on Instagram. It says, these last few days have been gut-wrenchingly difficult and overwhelmingly disappointing. Lizzo goes on to say, my work ethic, morals, and respectfulness have all been questioned. My character has been criticized. She says usually she doesn't respond to these false allegations, but she says these are so unbelievable. She felt the need to respond to this. It's a four-picture post there on Instagram responding to that lawsuit. We'll continue to follow that here in the WRL Life Center.
Brett, thanks. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood are doing what they can to help fellow actors during the ongoing strike. George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Ben Affleck, Dwayne Johnson, and many more have each donated to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation, now totaling more than $15 million. It comes as the Screen Actors Guild strike enters its third week. So far, there does not appear to be any progress toward a new deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. They did, however, ask to meet with the Writers Guild of America, who've been on strike since May.
YouTube star Mr. Beast is suing the ghost kitchen that makes his Mr. Beast burgers, saying the company is not focused on quality of the food. Mr. Beast is from Greenville, and he wants the company to stop making his burgers. He says the ghost kitchen is more interested in using his name to expand its own business rather than making a good burger. He says it's harming his brand. The Ghost Kitchen company works with existing restaurants to prepare orders that are made through food delivery services like DoorDash.
Lionel Messi's electric start to his playing time in the U.S. is showing no signs of slowing down. This is one of two goals Messi scored last night as he led Inter Miami CF to a 3-1 win over Orlando City in the League's Cup. Messi has scored 5 goals in his first 3 matches for Miami. FC Dallas will have the next chance to stop him in a matchup on Sunday. And a quick reminder, the NFL preseason kicks off on WRAL tonight. The New York Jets will take on the Cleveland Browns in Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame game. You can watch all the action starting at 7 tonight. Tomorrow, entrance to all National Park Service sites will be free. It's in celebration of the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. The service says the act is making a big difference in the protection and enjoyment of our national parks and other public lands. The fee waiver only applies to the cost of entry. It does not apply to fees for camping. Visitors who plan to be in the parks after Friday must pay the regular entrance fee for the rest of their stay. Parents are concerned after cameras were installed at three Zebulon public parks. Why leaders say the cameras will benefit the town.
Plus, former President Donald Trump is due in a courtroom today. How law enforcement say they're planning to use lessons learned from January 6th for their security prep today.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. Our below normal temperatures will stick around for another day, but we also have a lot more cloud cover out there. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how are Thursdays.
Yeah, more cloud cover. Thankfully, though, we're still pretty comfortable out there for most of us the next day or so before some more humidity this weekend. There's a live look right now, though, in Durham. Good morning to you. You see the cloud cover off in the distance. The majority of any rainfall activity right now is in the western part of our state, but some of this could start to push in into this afternoon and into the evening as well. There's where it sits currently. We don't have any moisture over in our direction right there. There's just some dust and dirt that the radar's picking up in near Goldsboro, for instance. We go through the day, though, the cloud cover sticks with us, especially north of the triangle. We could see some light showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, Brian, pushing through.
8:27 right now, Anthony, and it's pretty quiet in terms of crashes around the triangle. I want to show you the three biggest delays that we're following right now on 40 westbound. About a 2-minute slowdown right around the Clayton bypass. In South Raleigh, it's looking a lot better with a 3-minute delay on 40 west between 440 and US 1. And coming in from Wake Forest right now, we have a 4-minute slowdown overall on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading in from 98 toward 540. Checking in live on South Durham, I-40 out at 55, looking good in both directions. Just a 1-minute delay on that eastbound trip from 15501 out to 885.
Brian, thanks. A man is in the hospital after shooting at a home on Quarry Ridge Lane in Raleigh. This happened just before 2 this morning. We know the victim's injuries are not life-threatening. No word yet on a suspect. Next on Fox 50, how much gas prices have gone up overnight in the Triangle. And up next on Today, Wolfgang Van Halen performs live.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. A man is in the hospital after shooting in a Southeast Raleigh neighborhood. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will bring us up to speed on the investigation.
Chaos at a park in Fayetteville. What we have learned about a shooting that ended up with a car in a pool and one person in the hospital.
And we are tracking some light showers back to our west right now. That could push closer as we head into this afternoon. I'll go over the timing on future casts coming up.
Also today, the historic arraignment of former President Donald Trump. What are you going to expect this afternoon as he faces charges connected to what prosecutors say was a plot to overturn the 2020 presidential election results? We'll have that story and much more here as we roll along on our Thursday morning. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Hope you've been enjoying the World Cup action. We're glad to be back with you here on Fox 50. 8:30 now as we take a look outside. A lot of cloud cover out there. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with our chances for rain and showers today.
Yeah, we certainly have the cloud cover as we overlook Durham right now. Our live camera that has pushed in some spots, still talking about some kind of filtered sunshine with the low-level clouds as well. But more clouds today than what we saw yesterday. There's where we sit as far as radar is concerned. concern. The moisture in and of itself is back to the west, and we've been watching this kind of approaching here over the past little while, but a lot of this is kind of getting absorbed, if you will, into the atmosphere. We have a lot of dry air right in our direction here at the surface, and so it's going to take this a little bit of time to actually reach the ground. This morning, though, I can't completely rule out just a light passing shower, and especially into this afternoon when we get more of that moisture to kind of reach the surface, if you will. There's 3 o'clock or so, scattered showers, we'll call it. No thunderstorms expected for us today. It's just regular old rainfall that will, I think, really help the gardens and the grass and things like that. 11 o'clock into this evening, overnight tonight, we still continue those chances for us. Tomorrow will be very similar to what we're expecting today. We see some clouds and potentially some better rain chances tomorrow afternoon. We'll walk through that timing here and the weekend forecast, guys, coming up in just a few minutes.
Breaking news, a man is in the hospital after an overnight shooting in a Raleigh neighborhood. This happened on Quarry Ridge Lane in the southeastern part of the city. Police were there investigating for about 4 hours. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains what we've learned from police. Police say a man was shot in a home in that neighborhood on Quarry Ridge Lane just before 2 o'clock this morning. We've got video to show you now of police going in and out of that home where the shooting happened. Detectives were on the scene interviewing people who live nearby. We're still working to learn whether the shooting happened inside or outside of the house, but I was able to talk to the shooting victim's aunt. She says the house where all of this happened was the victim's mom's house. She says that his mom and some small children were in the house when everything happened, but they are safe. Still no word yet on a suspect. We're working to find out more information. This is still an ongoing investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
There is fencing back up once again around the U.S. Capitol this morning in Washington, D.C., where security is tight as former President Donald Trump is due in a courtroom this afternoon on charges he attempted to overturn the 2020 election. Here's what you need to know about today. Trump is due in court at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He has the option to attend virtually. His lead attorney says that decision on whether he'll be there in person has not been made yet. If he does go to court in person, it's likely he'll enter through a side door or some sort of underground entrance where there'll be no crowds. Trump is expected to enter not guilty pleas on all 4 charges he's facing. Federal and local law enforcement are working to secure the U.S. District Courthouse in D.C. ahead of his appearance. Law enforcement agencies say they're applying lessons learned from January 6th to their preparation for today.
What's the biggest lesson that law enforcement learned from January 6th?
To do more than just send an email out, the old-fashioned pick up the phone and talk to a body and let them know how operationally relevant it is, the information that you have.
So far, authorities say there is nothing to indicate any active threat of violence. The 4 charges Trump is facing in the January 6th investigation are his 3rd indictment in recent months. In June, he was indicted in Florida on 37 charges related to his handling of classified documents. And then in March, indicted on 34 charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. He's also facing possible indictment in Georgia related to the aftermath of the 2020 election. So we'll be following this historic arraignment throughout the day. WRL-TV will carry the arraignment live. You can get updates online as well, WRL.com or on our app.
Police are investigating a shooting that ended with a car in a community pool in Fayetteville. This happened in the Seabrook Park area near Slater Avenue last night. Witnesses tell WRL it happened during a balloon release for a man who was shot to death. Participants heard gunfire from the outdoor basketball courts. A man was found with a gunshot wound and was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The investigation is ongoing. New this morning, the steady upward climb we're seeing in gas prices is taking another jump. The average price for a gallon of regular nationwide is now $3.82. That's up 2 cents from yesterday. And in North Carolina, the average price jumped 3 cents to $3.61. The average in Raleigh is also up 3 cents to $3.63.
Such a sad situation happening at the Wake County Animal Center, and these pets, these animals, need your help. For the first time in 7 years, the shelter says it will begin euthanizing pets from the adoption floor due to just lack of space. Just in the last week, the shelter received more than 200 surrendered cats and dogs. The employees say simply there's just no space left. 72 pets are already living with foster families. Right now, there are more than 100 dogs and nearly as many cats in desperate need of homes.
We just need adopters. We need people to be coming in and, you know, choosing adoption and taking a new pet into their home and giving them a loving, caring, you know, rest of their life.
The Animal Center is waiving adoption fees to help get more new animals into homes. The shelter is on Beacon Lake Drive in Raleigh. It's open from noon to 6 every day.
One of the nation's largest rivers is drying up.
I think it's difficult for people to accept the fact that we just don't have the ability to extract more water out of the system. We're going to have to reduce our use.
Researchers say the Colorado River Basin has lost 10 trillion gallons of water in the past two decades. Coming up, how the water shortfall could impact more than 40 million Americans who rely on the supply.
And new cameras are up at three public parks in Zebulon. Some parents are concerned, but town leaders say it's all about research.
And here's a live look outside this morning at North Hills in Raleigh. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is tracking the chances for rain for our area this afternoon. He'll let us know when we could see the showers when we come back. It is 8:40 as we take a live look at cloudy Clinton. Yes, a cloudy start to our morning, but temperature-wise, we're feeling really good. For August, this is what we love. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WRO Severe Weather Center with the humidity also lower as well.
Yeah, humidity has not been a big deal for us the past day or so, and it's been so nice walking outside and kind of getting that refreshing air as opposed to the tropical air we had even like last week or so in the forecast. Where we sit right now, though, you can see it's a beautiful look at our Southern Pines camera. We do, though, have the cloud cover out and about. There is some sunshine getting through. We'll just call it filtered sunshine is where we sit at the moment. But I think with this rainfall back to the west, there's a lot of cloud cover associated with that, and that's kind of getting pushed in our direction. We don't really have much rainfall to talk about right now in our viewing area, but you head back to the west, you can definitely see it showing up right there. But you notice as it gets closer, right about there as it's heading toward the Durham area, it's kind of running into some drier air and getting absorbed, if you will. So it's going to take it a little bit of time to reach the surface where we're at. But I think as we go through the afternoon and into the evening, especially, we could see some of this reaching the surface. There's Futurecast doing a great job of showing, especially from the triangle to the north is going to be the better coverage for us today. Places like Fayetteville, even toward Clinton, Goldsboro, may just have fairly minor 20-30% chance coverage for us today. It is not going to be an everyone talking heavy rainfall all day long. Into early tomorrow morning, again, scattered showers possible out the door tomorrow morning. There's 8 a.m. on our Friday. And again, during the day tomorrow, we'll go for that chance of some rain. Otherwise, it is very comfortable. 71 in Raleigh is where we sit right now. Goldsboro is at 68. We did see temperatures this morning in Goldsboro in the 50s, upper 50s near 60. It's almost kind of that fall weather, if you will, as you walk outside and it's kind of comfortable and refreshing. 82 is where we're headed here in Raleigh, 80 in Durham, 77 there in Roxborough, upper 80s for our southern areas, Fayetteville, Clinton as well. So it'll be a little bit warmer down to the south, but not feeling too bad humidity wise. That changes though this weekend, even into tomorrow afternoon, humidity starts to go up a little bit. Our Saturday, our Sunday, we are near 90 once again. Humidity, you will be able to feel it, and then especially into Monday. There's kind of a good summary for you for us today in that tolerable category. For perspective, we were in the tropical one last week, but we're going to go right back up into that. By Monday, I think we could start to feel again like those 101, 102 degree feels like temperature. So if you can soak up the nice, comfortable weather today, tomorrow, it's going to be a good idea for us. 79 into our Friday checkout temperatures. Our normal for this time of year is 90. We are not going to be anywhere near that tomorrow. We do start to approach that normal, though, into the weekend. 92 on Sunday. We're at 93 Monday. Maybe an isolated shower there Monday night into Tuesday, guys. But overall, looking like a very nice, comfortable forecast for us today into the weekend.
Breaking news here in the WRL Live Center. Four people facing charges in Fayetteville following an alcohol law enforcement investigation by special agents at this Circle K that you see on your screen. This Circle K is off of Skybow Road in Fayetteville. Those agents, they have investigated this for a while, finding people unlawfully consuming alcohol, having controlled substances, and carrying handguns. Part of that investigation had them witness guns being fired at this gas station, and then they were able to bring charges against four different people. Two of them are juveniles. The other two are a 20-year-old and a 27-year-old. And this is still breaking news here in the WRL Live Center as they have finish this or part of the investigation out of this Circle K there, all stemming from some complaints that happened in that area. Breaking news here that we're going to continue to follow. Back to you.
Who doesn't love a free chocolate chip cookie? WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here now to share a few restaurant promotions, including that free cookie I mentioned. Faye, what delicious deals do you have for us?
Yeah, Renee, let's start with the free cookie, shall we? So you'll find that Tiff's Treats is offering a free chocolate chip cookie this Friday, August the 4th, to celebrate National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. No purchase is necessary. And there's a location in Raleigh over at 421 Daniel Street. So that's a fun freebie for tomorrow. And then Starbucks is offering reward members 50% off a cold drink on Wednesday, August 9th after 12 noon with the offer in the Starbucks app. For these deals, of course, they're always valid at participating locations, and you can see the details on the posts I have for you on the Smart Shopper column.
Definitely great deals on several tasty treats that you just shared, but we also need to get some healthy staples. What are your favorite grocery deals this week?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got you covered. So zucchini or yellow squash at my favorite buy price of 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. Mushrooms in an 8-ounce package, 89 cents each at Aldi and 99 cents at Harris Teeter. Strawberries in a 1-pound package, only $1.89 at Aldi. And chicken leg quarters in a 10-pound bag, only 59 cents a pound over at Food Lion. You'll also find a great buy on boneless chicken breast, $1.79 a pound at Food Lion. It's also on sale for $1.99 a pound over at Lowe's Foods. And English muffins, 12-ounce package, only 99 cents each at Lidl. And finally, for all you frozen pizza lovers, Red Baron Pizza, select sizes, buy one, get one free for $2.50 each over at Publix. And of course, I have the deal list for all those top grocery stores over on the Smart Shop page.
It really makes shopping that much easier. And thank you for saving us money. For more
Thanks
smart shopping tips from Faye, go to WRL.com. Look for the Consumer tab and search Smart Shopper.
We're getting a clearer picture of what the tornado damage means for the Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount. A new report from the drug maker says the damage was confined to a warehouse area. The labs, production areas, and equipment are all fine. Unfortunately, though, 40,000 pallets of finished drugs and supplies were damaged. The company plans to rebuild and is looking for new storage space so it can ramp up operations once again. That could take a few weeks, they say.
It's a curious case of the disappearing water, over 10 trillion gallons. It's all been lost from the Colorado River Basin between 2000 and 2021. Researchers say the main culprit is climate change, with it significantly impacting the river's water levels over the past two decades. The higher temperatures have resulted in a 10% decrease in the river's flow, and that's a big loss for a river that runs through seven states, providing water for about 40 million people.
I think it's difficult for people to accept the fact that we just don't have the ability to extract more water out of the system. We're going to have to reduce our use.
Even after a winter of record rain, researchers say it isn't enough to reverse two decades of climbing temperatures.
You can get information tonight about how to talk to young people about mental health or substance abuse. The State Department of Health and Human Services is hosting a town hall on that topic from 6 to 7 tonight. It'll stream live on the department's Facebook page. State data shows more than 41,000 young people between the ages of 12 and 17 have been through a substance abuse disorder in the past year.
Ladies, listen up. Two batches of birth control are under an urgent recall this morning because it may lead to you getting pregnant. Pharmaceutical company Lupin says the recall is for its Tydemi pill. The contraceptive has a risk of reduced effectiveness. Lupin and the FDA have said that they have yet to receive any reports of adverse events related to use of the pills. The affected batches were distributed between June 3rd, 2022 and May 31st of this year. They have expiration dates of January or September 2024. The company says if you have the recalled pills, keep taking them, but talk to your doctor about an alternative. You'll need an acceptable form of identification to vote this fall. Your driver's license, military ID, and many student and government IDs fit the bill. Registered voters can now go to your county elections headquarters for a free ID. It will include your photo, name, and a registration number, and often can be issued on the spot. Appointments are not needed. County boards can issue these cards up until the last day of early voting. To see if you need one of these cards, go to WRAL.com, search ID for the list of accepted identifications.
The country music world is rallying behind one of its own. David Daniel has that story in today's Hollywood Minute.
You're not ever defeated until you quit, so you just have to keep doing it day in and day out.
Randy Travis's friends aren't quitting on him. A Heroes and Friends tribute to Randy Travis is set to take place October 24th in Huntsville, Alabama. The Country Music Hall of Famer has won 7 Grammys, 11 ACM Awards, and 6 CMA Awards. 10 years ago, he suffered congestive heart failure and a massive stroke. Part of the proceeds from the tribute concert will go to Travis's foundation, which focuses on stroke and aphasia awareness and music education in schools.
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever.
It was almost the best July ever. According to ComScore, Barbie led the second biggest July domestic box office total in history, $1.371 billion. The only bigger July, $1.396 billion in 2011, was led by Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
So you were baby turtles who made contact with mystery goo.
Well, we prefer the term ooze, but yeah.
It's like more like, it's just nicer.
It rolls off the tongue better, yeah.
Actual teens provide the lead voices for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem.
We finally got them together in a room. It was electric. And the way they talked over each other, and we immediately had to kind of throw out the script and the way the scenes were written and just say, how would you say this? How would you do this? Okay, that's funny.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem opens in theaters Friday. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Cameras are up at 3 Zebulon parks and some parents are concerned about it. These signs warn parents about the cameras, and the cameras will take still photos during open hours. They won't be recording audio or video. The director of Parks and Recreation says the cameras will be used for research.
We are utilizing research cameras just for the sole purpose of helping us to understand park use, how often the park is getting used, by how many times of day, days of the week.
Town Commissioner Shannon Baxter says she wishes there was more communication earlier, but she is looking forward to how the data could improve the parks in the future.
Most people take the opportunity to sleep in on the weekends, right? But a new study says that habit could be hurting your gut health. A study found irregular sleep patterns could increase gut bacteria linked to obesity, diabetes, inflammation, and heart problems. Researchers say sleeping in for 90 minutes longer on the weekends can disrupt the body's internal clock. They call this disruption social jet lag, and they say it's been linked to poorer diets as well. Scientists say keeping a consistent, regular sleep schedule helps to maintain a healthy gut. Jeff, consistent, regular sleep, what is that? On the weekends is when I can make up some of this sleep that I don't get during the week because we work so early in the morning.
And you feel a little better, right? And it is healthier. There's no question about that. Science proves it. We just are at a loss.
The highly anticipated 4-day music festival, Lollapalooza, is kicking off today. Check out these aerials of the setup at Grant Park in Chicago. Lollapalooza is one of the largest music festivals in the country, and concertgoers travel from far and wide to see their favorite artists perform. This year's headliners include Billie Eilish, The 1975, Lana Del Rey, Kendrick Lamar, and many more. You can get in on the action right from your living room. Hulu is streaming these concerts live. Before we go to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we will get another check on your weather and traffic next.